Hey everybody, welcome back to the Crib Podcast. Today's host is yours truly. And
who is you?
Yours truly.
Man, yeah. I'm
where are you, dog?
Man, I don't know.
Who are you?
I don't want to do the intro, man.
Too bad. Awesome. We're rolling with it.
No. All
right. Today we're gonna be talking about some things, Bobby. I mean, it's your topic, so I don't know.
I mean, we don't have to do them in order, but okay.
But okay.
Again,
shut the fuck up. Just do it.
Again, I made a list for us to, you know, a list of topics for us to, you know, read out. Anyways, the first topic on the list is there was a fight in my school today.
Wow. Let's hear about that.
So
was there any footage?
It was no, or there was. I don't have any though. But
not probably.
You need to get in contact with those people, man.
But anyways, it was it was between a guy named Moses and a guy named Jesus.
What? No way!
I'm
ain't
not
no way,
even
dog.
Fucking
literally,
kidding.
Ain't no way.
Moses
had to just be
and
because
Jesus.
Of their names.
Nah, there's no way they were fighting because of the names. Anyways, he was probably a Jesus instead of a Jesus.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was apparently in my lunch period, too. I just, it was right when the bell rang, and I was already out of the cafeteria by then.
Bobby, did you instigate him? Did you instigate?
No. The fuck?
Okay.
What? And like I said, I was out of the cafeteria before they even started fighting. I just heard about the fight, you know, and I saw on somebody else's phone, you know, the actual fight footage, and holy shit, it was, I will say it was between a white kid and a black kid, and the white kid got absolutely pounded. He thought he had the advantage with height, got absolutely mollywopped in the face.
Damn.
I thought you didn't see it, though.
I saw the fight on somebody else's phone because they were playing it on the bus.
You just totally missed that. Okay.
And shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Anyways, right. So Carson.
So.
Oh, okay.
I think that we need to talk about North Korea. All right. Because this dictatorship is absolutely, abominably, astronomically horrible. There's nothing good about it at all. It constantly denies the people basic human rights. And I think if there was just, if they stop being afraid, because there's a shit ton of, maybe, I don't know, is there a ton of people in there? I'm pretty. I mean, they kill all their people, so I don't know who there is.
Okay, damn, for real. Where'd you get that?
How fucking documentaries and websites and the famine. So, yeah. But you
the
know,
famine,
besides that,
that's a news source or
no, that? No. That's the actual like the there was a famine that went on in North Korea.
Yeah, but like. How many people died?
I'm guessing millions. Went on for years.
Before we continue being ignorant about North Korea, hold on. The Google search.
A word from our sponsor.
We don't have any sponsors, Carson.
Oh. Well.
We don't get
okay.
enough views to get any sponsors, Carson. It's so tragic. Anyways, I'll take this time to say, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And even if you don't listen on Spotify, still download it on your phone. You could just undownload it afterwards. It still gets us a play, apparently. So go do that. Anyways, turn on post notifications to know when we're going to post an episode of the podcast. You know, yeah, you should go do that.
And of course, back to the, you know, downloading. Obviously, up to you. You don't gotta.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, but we would really appreciate it.
I'm not going to go out here and say, oh, 75% of people watching aren't subscribed. Well, obviously, that's not true. We have 5 subscribers as of recording this. But yeah, you got that statistic, Kane?
Yeah.
And one of them is my mom. Let's go.
About 25.78 million people, this is from 2020, currently live, maybe, in North Korea. Pretty low. I mean, we have like 300 million. How much bigger is North Korea to... Okay. Showing my ignorance.
I didn't think that we were bigger than North Korea, but I may be wrong.
Anyways, Carson, your mom subscribed?
No, I was just joking, my bad.
Damn.
Bro, I should really get her on, though.
Also, I will say, if you have your subscriptions public on YouTube or, like, Google, we can see when you subscribe. So,
Oh, and look at that.
This says North Korea is about 82 times smaller than the United States.
Damn.
Okay. Well, then, all right. Let's take...
You got any other facts about North Korea, Carson?
300.
Other than it's a dictatorship and it's one of the most awful places on Earth. Not much, man.
Didn't you have a different opinion at one point?
What?
About North Korea?
About the harsh dictatorship of the country? I think my opinion stayed the same.
Alright. But, anyways.
What's the next topic?
Bro, you don't have to state that we're going to the next topic every time.
It's you, Bobby. What? It's you, alright.
Okay.
We're breaking the fourth wall. Read what it says off the script.
Why do I have to, read?
Read it.
Okay,
read
fine.
It. Read the fourth, anyways, fifth thing. The fifth thing.
The fifth thing? Okay, the fifth thing. Obviously, on here it says Bobby talks about the police, and I of course wrote that down. Have you guys had any interactions with the police before?
I was riding around with my girls in my girl's grandma's car, and the police were just like literally like stalking us. Like they were just like behind us and eventually we pulled into like the parking lot. They didn't pull us over. We just pulled in. They pulled in behind us and they were wondering like what we were doing.
What? So what were you doing?
We were driving around.
No, you were doing.
You were driving.
No, I wasn't driving.
Anyway. Who was driving though? Huh?
Oh, her grandma.
Okay. Well, yes, I've got a. A police story. Mm-hmm. My dog was loose, and this crazy, crazy lady down the street, she used to randomly show up to our house whenever our dog ran out, and would just like stand in front of our garage. We opened our garage one time, and she was just standing there, staring.
That's creepy.
It's awful.
And then can you get the fuck off my doorstep?
Maybe she was waiting for your dog to get loose to know that everyone's outside the house to go raid it.
Yeah.
Your dog's loose.
Yeah. Everyone wants to raid your was this your old house?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to raid your old house, you know, your room with a fucking ranch
on the ceiling.
Oh my god.
Anyways,
yes.
Since I wrote this topic, I have gotten had interactions with the police twice, I believe. And they were both in the same fucking place, too. It was a park near my old house. And there was one time where, and I think this was like, what, three, no, at least like 5 years ago now. So we were at the playground. I had a stick and I was just kind of banging on a pole. It was a metal pole. Wasn't doing any damage at all, by the way. And apparently somebody called the police on us and said I was vandalizing.
Wait, was this a story about... Well, no, because, Kane, I'm pretty sure we have a familiar story with that, too, right?
Yeah, with Bobby, yeah. Right? That was with you, right?
Yeah. Was that with Bobby or no?
I'm pretty sure it was with Bobby. Yeah, it was with Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, my first story. My second story is I was just at the park with a girl. I won't disclose the name. And, you know, we were just talking, and I was kind of fucking around with the tree and, you know, broke off a giant branch. And all of a sudden,
Bobby, you can't do that.
Somebody calls the police on me. Says I'm vandalizing a goddamn tree. Anyways, the police come. They talk to me. Hey, how would you like it if somebody came into your yard and broke your tree? And I'm just like, well, this is a public place. The fuck?
Wait, Bobby, do you remember when we threw a stick into that guy's yard with Corey?
Do you mean you threw the stick into that guy's yard and the guy?
Who cares who fucking threw the stick into the yard? The guy said he was gonna rape. He said he was gonna Okay, yeah. Whatever. Let me say what I have to say. He said he was gonna rape me or some shit.
Well,
okay.
Anyways, the whole timeline is Kane throws the stick into this guy's yard. Yeah, okay. He comes out yelling at us. Hey. You better, or what did you say exactly, Kane? He came out yelling at us like, "Don't throw sticks in my yard. I'm gonna rape you." And then he threatened to call the police on us if we didn't leave the park, which, again, that's not a reason for us to leave.
I think it was that guy.
I 100% think it was that guy who called the police on me for hitting the playground
twice,
sick.
Three times, because we also
every time we hang out at that park, that guy harasses us in one fucking way or another.
Yeah,
he's an angry old man that doesn't have anything to do.
Oh yeah, and talking about police interactions, the fucking story I told yesterday about the fucking or not yesterday today about the fucking. The kid that I instigated into punching the other kid in the face. A fucking policeman showed up at my door, blaming me for that shit.
Wait, what did you do?
I didn't fucking do anything. What do you mean?
Did you, what you just said you instigated a kid punching him in the face.
Yeah. The guy that lives at the end of the street's little brother.
Oh, yeah.
His friend.
Well, yeah, the police, I don't even know why the police were called on that. That's.
And then they felt the need to show up at my house. Because I instigated it, yes.
Yes. Yeah, by the way, every time the police asked for my address, I lied.
Why?
I probably shouldn't be admitting that.
I mean, me too, because I didn't know my address, so...
Yeah, I also never knew
my address. I just told him a fake address.
Anyways, moving on to the next topic. It should be obvious right now, but as you can see, there's three of us and two webcams on. Carson clearly does not have his webcam on. He's not going to have his webcam on in every episode. Because strictly he only... Okay. Carson, do you want to talk about this?
Yeah. I think it's better explained if I just do it. So I'm in a situation where I go to switch between houses. And one house has a computer that has a webcam with it. And the other one doesn't. I'm on console speaking through the Xbox... Discord betas right now, so
yeah,
it's not really
not every video is gonna have a webcam from you.
Not every single video. Yeah.
Eventually, we'll get a episode with you having your webcam on, and that'll be great.
No, it won't.
Yeah, nobody wants to see Carson's stupid face.
Stupid little face.
Anyways,
Walter, put your dick away, Walter. I'm not having sex with you right now, Walter.
No, it's so good. It's such a good meme. I love it.
It's funny.
And Breaking you know what Bad. Else uh-huh. is also great? Breaking Bad. Perfect transition.
Breaking Bad.
Into our next topic.
I'll just let them talk about it because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, because this fucking weirdo hasn't watched it yet. You should. It's very
100%. Good. It's very, very, very good. I love it.
It's great acting, great action, great meth scenes. It's pretty cool.
Because we all here do meth, obviously. Come on.
Obviously, we're always.
Whoa! You can't be framing me like that. Like what Tuco the hell?
Salamanca.
Like Tuco, yeah.
Well, Carson, what was your favorite scene from Breaking Bad?
I mean, all of them, but I can tell you my least favorite scene, Skyler singing Happy Birthday. That's one of my worst, least favorite fucking
scenes. Sing it, Carson.
Of all time.
Sing it, Carson. You know how to sing it.
I'm afraid I'm going to throw up mid like, singing it, so I don't know if I want to. Do you mind? We're podcasting. Oh my god.
Happy birthday.
My ears.
To you.
My ears.
Happy birthday.
Oh god.
To you.
Anyways, continuing on.
So bad.
Kane, you asked him what his favorite scene was. What's yours? Kane.
Play it again.
Probably. Probably when Walter is trying to get the fly in season 3, episode 10. And
that's pretty good.
He misses and falls and fucking hits like a giant boiler or some shit for meth and just lays there.
That's one, funny. That's one of the better ones. I like that.
He fell like 7 feet. Pretty good.
He did.
Should have boofed, bro. Fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah, bro, just an L, man.
So, guys, speaking of television shows, what's your favorite episode of SpongeBob?
Oh, my God. Wait,
Doodle Bob is obviously the best episode of SpongeBob.
You're wrong. The best one is obviously... season 1, episode 13, 14. The fucking Halloween one when the Slenderman comes in. That one's banger, bruh. Banger.
The Halloween parties about SpongeBob being scary, bro. The best one ever. You know, like it.
So were you guys Nickelodeon kids?
Yes.
Did you also watch a lot of Cartoon Network?
Yes.
No. I was also. Yeah, I was anything, man.
See, I watch a lot of Disney XD and Cartoon Network, and I guess just Disney Channel in general. Then Nickelodeon, really. The only thing I really watched on Nickelodeon is SpongeBob every once in a while. But, yeah, I was definitely a Cartoon Network and Disney XD kid. You know, I used to watch those shows, Codename Kids Next Door, Foster's, Home of Imaginary Friends, I think it was called. Adventure Time. Obviously.
Regular show.
You know, Cartoon Network had so many bangers. And then, on Disney XD, there was, like, you guys remember Pair of Kings?
Yeah.
Bro, I fucking loved that show.
They also had Zach and Cody, the Sprouse brothers.
Sprouse guys.
And of course, they also had. Do you guys remember fish hooks? It would always come on like late at night.
Yeah, yeah. The fish with like the afros and shit.
Yeah.
Man. I didn't like fish hooks at all.
Well, yeah, I think you've expressed this hatred for fish hooks once before.
Yes.
That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah, well, just to tell you that I hate fish hooks. It's
why
the worst show ever.
Why did you hate
why?
It?
Why?
It was so good.
Wait, what? To who?
It was so relaxing to watch it at like fucking 10 p.m. You know, I'm staying up too late.
Carson's just a hater, bro.
Exactly. He's just a hater.
I hate it for good reason.
Nah, they don't. Hate it for a bad reason. What about Phineas and Ferb, though?
Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
Ooh.
Man.
Goated.
And now we talking.
Goated. Anyways, to move on, have you, any of you...
Carson,
seen,
have you shit your pants recently?
Yeah, not as that recently, but I have.
All right, tell us a story about you shitting your pants, Carson.
So, commonly, like, all situations happen. You know, you eat something, and it passes through your body too quickly. You think it's a fart, and you shit yourself. So.
Well, too.
All right. When was one of these moments?
When I was, like, going up downstairs, just, you know, playing with my toys. That's when tragedy struck. I thought it was a fart, and
when was the last time you shit your pants, Carson?
What are you doing?
When was the last?
I'm talking.
Obviously,
this talking.
There's no way this was the last time you shit your pants.
This was the last time I shit my pants.
You're saying you haven't shit your pants in over, what, how many,
probably 5 years.
5 years?
I doubt that highly.
You're 16, and you shit your pants when you were 11?
Your pounce? Why did I just say that?
Damn.
You shit
your pants when I was 11. It was an accident.
Bro, you definitely shit your
pants. One of the times
downstairs, playing with my toys, and I shit myself.
Anyways, one of the times that I shit my pants, I was in third grade in music class.
Why are you so anxious to tell your fucking shit pants story?
Bobby wants to tell it so bad.
The teacher would not let me go. Just would not let me go to the bathroom, even though I asked multiple times.
Oh, okay.
And so I was just like, dang, well, I have to shit, and he's not letting. And then I shit right there and then. And then when class, by the way, I sat in it, did not say a thing. And when class ended, I was like, yeah, I shit my pants.
Dude, the FBI could not get this fucking information out of me, bro. This is insane. What?
Hey, no way. You sat on your fucking shit for like a whole 30 minutes.
Nah, it wasn't like 30 minutes. It was more like 45.
Bro, wasn't your ass?
Wait,
like,
when
ass
was
this? Ashy?
In third grade.
Bye, what happened to your ass, dude? Wasn't that shit rashy or something? Wasn't it irritated?
I don't fucking remember.
No way.
It was third grade.
Oh, it had to be. There's no other.
Maybe.
Ain't no way this motherfucker shit his pants in third grade.
Maybe. There is no maybe.
5 minutes. Oh my God.
Okay, but, Ken, when was the last time you shit your pants?
I was like,
for
10.
Real. Okay.
KFC, bro. Every time I can't. That's why I can't eat that shit.
Damn. Cause
they give me the wet poos.
Damn. KFC.
And I was joking around, and then laughed a little too hard.
that's how it happened.
Shit,
you laughed a little too hard.
Yeah. And this was like around the time where I just did not wear underwear. I just wore like. Sweatpants.
What?
So, and like what? Shorts. So when it came out, it just dropped straight to the floor. Like missing the shorts completely.
I don't know if that's better. No, I think
right
I'd say that's
right
worse.
In front of my dad, bro.
I think that's worse than my third grade story. What the hell?
Oh my god. This is insane.
Anyways, have any of you seen the movie Holes?
Yes, I have.
Best Shia movie LaBeouf of has.
All? You didn't even know Shia LaBeouf was in that movie until like 2 days ago. Anyways, that's the best movie of all time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Bobby.
Are you going to continue? What?
It's a movie about Stanley. He gets framed for stealing shoes, so he gets sent to a desert where he has to dig holes. Stanley, by the way, played by Shia LaBeouf back in, 2004? He goes to this encampment and realizes, damn, this shit sucks. And so, not to spoil the end of the movie or anything, but he eventually gathers up a friend and he escapes. Best movie.
Lame, bro.
Wasn't like one of them like falsely accused or some shit like that for stealing shoes?
Are you a fucking idiot? I just explained that was the main character.
Oh, that's the main character, right? Well, no, you didn't say what he was blamed for. You just said that. Oh man, this sucks.
Huh?
Anyways, continuing on. Remember the time when you went to Walgreens and bought like 100 Arizona iced teas?
Yeah, bruh.
What was that?
With my money. Yeah, crazy.
What was that? The summer of
all $40.
All right, buddy. A whole $40 that you got from your mother.
Well, I mean, 50, but like, I don't know where the other $10 went. I only spent 40.
What was that? The summer of 2018?
19, dummy. Come on.
Oh!
Anyways, the thing is, after we bought those Arizonas, they put a fucking limit on how many you could get to 2. So, that was pretty crazy.
We bulked up a full fucking shopping cart.
Oh,
we went in there with the shopping cart. We got, like, basically all of the ones in the refrigerator. And so we just had to start stockpiling the ones that were just, like, out on the shelves. So, I mean,
yeah, we bought that shit, and then
fucking restock.
We took it back to my old house, and we stockpiled my closet, because I had...
You have the image on your Instagram. You should get the image and then put it on the screen.
I'll put it up on
the screen. Of all of them.
I don't get lazy, of course.
Of course.
But
that's always a possibility.
My closet was practically empty, and, you know, we had all these Arizonas, and we didn't want to have to walk down the stairs every time we wanted to get one. So, of course, we stockpiled them up in my closet. Yeah. Anyways,
they're pretty good.
Yeah, they. I think that was around the time when me, you, and Carson started hanging out the most, like actually hang out in person. Cause when did I met Kane? What, sixth grade?
Yeah.
And then on the bus, I eventually met Carson because, you know, he was on the same bus. Or was he even on the same bus?
He was. But, I mean, he mostly just came over to our table during 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kept on saying. Like, I don't remember Bobby being on the bus with us.
Bro, I was literally on the bus.
Exactly. I never saw him get on, but he was just, like, there.
What do you mean? I sat next to you.
Yeah, like halfway through the year. At the beginning of the year, you like didn't.
I must have been like the first one on the bus or something. That's probably why you don't remember me getting on the bus. I was actually.
Bobby's super weird. He's like a phantom.
Exactly.
So what the hell? Anyways, Carson, what's your favorite food?
Probably steak.
Steak? What kind?
Yeah.
How do you like your steak?
I think well done.
Did this guy just say well done? Is he insane? So, anyways, Carson, you said you like your fucking steak well done?
I kind of just guessed. I forgot what the types are.
Medium well, well done, medium rare, and rare.
Ew.
Like, I don't like... okay.
Well done is...
The more rare it is, the less it's cooked.
The more red.
Yeah, more okay. Yeah, I don't like that much red in mine, then. If that's what I said, then...
So you're like a...
It's the best part!
Shut the fuck up, you freak.
No, you both are actual freaks.
You literal cavemen. Go back to fucking eating your uncooked raw fucking chicken off the bone.
Nah... Bro, I go medium rare.
Go into a chicken coop and go crazy, my god.
Bro, shit.
That's the best KFC you'll have in your life, I guess.
Okay, Ken, what is your
favorite
food?
I go when Bobby gets loose and he eats all the fucking neighbor's chickens.
Bro, shut the hell up. Ken, what is your favorite food?
Pizza, for sure.
Pizza?
Oh my
what do you like
god,
pizza?
You're fucking... What are you, in elementary school?
Or teriyaki chicken with, stir-fry rice.
Damn, okay. But what do you like on your pizza?
Nothing.
It's like
nothing.
Just pizza.
Just
pepperoni.
Yeah, pepperoni. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, Carson, what do you get on your pizza?
Probably like I think like sausage and pepperoni.
Sausage and pepperoni.
Oh my
well,
yeah, that's good.
I'll tell you my fucking complicated order.
All right,
you're a picky fucking weirdo.
I get more shit on it than you do.
Ball sweat.
All right, I get bacon.
You're spending more money.
Thumb drops.
Bro. All right, calm down. I get bacon, sausage, salami, pepperoni.
You're disgusting. It's not a Subway sandwich, dude. Just go to fucking Subway. What do you mean? Why are you getting salami on your fucking pizza?
What? Because it was an option.
It was an option.
If there was an option to get bricks on your pizza, would you get it just because it's a fucking option?
God, that'd be pretty funny.
True.
It was,
what
my
flavor is it? Oh, it's brick.
My favorite food is pasta salad.
Your favorite food
oh,
is brick.
Yeah, I love eating bricks.
I'm going to go on a side tangent real quick. There's right. This show. He made a newer one, which made me realize he had an older one called Nathan for You. This guy Nathan Fielder. He fucking.
Oh my god!
I can't even explain the show. It's just so funny. He's just like trolling people to try and get like he's trying to get them business, but like he's not really.
Okay, I have actually seen some clips of this. One of his most famous clips is the one where he has the robot to unzip his pants in front of his children. Yeah, that
yeah,
show
he
is
has a
great.
Breakout in time.
That show is great.
Or when he has poop flavored ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. People be buying the shit flavored ice cream.
Yeah. Bro, shut up.
Shit flavored ice cream. Ooh.
Okay, don't act like if there wasn't a shit flavored ice cream that you wouldn't be devouring that shit, right?
Oh, try it. Alright, buddy.
Literal shit.
Okay, and remember that one time when we were at the park and I gave you what was it? Carolina Reaper peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't one of you, like, scratch your balls or some shit?
Bro, what?
Nah, this one.
Not in this story, at least.
Not in
later on in the story, it happened.
Oh yeah. So after you ate it, you fucking freaked out or some shit, and we went over to my house and you asked for milk. Hey, buddy. And see the the funny thing is, you're lactose intolerant. Why did you ask for milk?
Because my mouth was hot.
Bro, you already know you be shitting bricks.
Yeah, bro.
Afterwards, though.
I'd rather be shitting bricks.
Damn. It was, you guys know, what Webkinz are?
Kind of, I've heard of it.
So, these, stuffed animals. But there was, like, a game you can download on computer, and you could put the stuffed animals that you bought IRL into the game. Now, you see, there was this mini game in the game where you would just randomly spin like a wheel, and then it'd send you on some random fucking minecart adventure, and you'd collect rocks, and then you'd have to dig out like 3 out of the 12 rocks that you collected. Bro, that minigame was fire. Bro, shut the fuck up. Says the one whose dad just came into his room.
Yeah, I have a couple out.
Oh my god.
Ah!
What the fuck? What is wrong with... Why do you always have to scream?
My dog won't shut the fuck up.
Damn. Put him down.
Nah, you do it.
I'm coming. I bet. I'm making an appointment right now.
I got my window. It's on the second story.
Damn. Oh, yeah. Have you been trying to get your driver's license?
Not really.
Not really? You have your learner's permit, though, right?
Yeah.
Have you done any driving around with your parents or anything?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's not like it's hard.
Carson, what about you?
Yeah, I like Carson's driving, bro.
No, I got my temps.
The only thing he's driving is his mom fucking crazy to fucking suicide.
Yeah, I'm driving and I'm supposed to be signing up for the online driving shit school, and dude, that's gonna, I don't know. I heard this is gonna take a long time. I don't want to do that.
It takes like 3 weeks. It doesn't take that long.
Bro, just do it.
I know. I just gotta do it.
Oh, for what, Bobby? For what?
What? Huh?
Shut the fuck up.
Why did you reverse it on me? What the hell? So rude. Honestly. What did I ever do to you, Kane?
Server muted me when we were playing Among Us because I was talking during the round.
You deserved it. You can't talk during a round.
Kane, you can't talk.
You could have just told me to mute. You didn't have to fucking server mute me.
Well, have you held that grudge since fucking 2 years ago?
I mean, no, I haven't held a grudge. I just remember you doing it. It was funny.
Dude, Among Us was terrible.
Yeah, everybody was fucking yelling at each other.
Especially
dude,
when
like, a couple people that were in the friend group.
Like,
I
literally hate everybody in Press City. I just have a bad taste in my mouth because of that fucking game.
Okay, so to give a little context, Bar City is a Discord server a lot of our IRL friends are in. But Among Us was terrible because there were so many times when I would accuse somebody and I was like, I fucking saw this dude right there, I swear to fucking God. To the point where I would record my games just to prove myself right. And there was this one time when I like called out, oh, well, it was definitely fucking Nick. Nick had a black skin on, and the guy was brown, and so
when
I
Bobby mistook gets racist?
Bro, it's not even racist, bro. It's Among Us. But anyways, everyone pretty much stopped playing after that incident happened. because I was genuinely stupid. Anyways, that's about it. About that story. Carson, you got any games you want to talk about?
No, the only games that I want to talk about are is JoJo All-Star Battle. It's one of the best games of all time. I play it all the time. You know,
what about the Roblox
big fight? Buff men fighting each other. Really, really great. Love it.
Okay, but who do you main?
I think I'm yeah, I'm pretty sure I main Dio.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, the part 3 buff mains a part 3 character.
Asshole, literally easiest character to ever use.
Okay, and who do you main?
Let's not talk about it. No. I mean, I don't know his name, so that's why.
Oh, the fucking one guy who isn't even JoJo.
Yeah, but has the cars thing on his arm.
Oh, I think his name's Ikaro?
Yeah, something it's from like that.
Araki,
yeah,
his name is really, his name is extremely long.
That's
okay.
It's like 5 letters, but okay.
Anyways,
no, the fucking that one.
Obviously, me being a part 8 buff, I'm in Josuke in it.
Because you're a dork,
bro. I'm not a dork.
When you okay, try to bro. Say buff, so it'll cushion it less.
So, Kane, what were you talking about, a Roblox game?
Yeah, Carson, what about your fucking JoJo Roblox fighting games?
Oh, no, he has an addiction to fucking JoJo
Roblox games. So, JoJo Roblox games, I've literally been playing these, like, I can't even tell you how long. I've spent so many hours in Your Bizarre Adventure, A Bizarre Adventure, like... There's a lot of games that I've spent like a shit ton of time on, just grinding out like any stand that I can get. I remember one of them. I spent so much time on Xbox trying to get the world that at one point I got the world alternate, which is what was it, part 7 the world.
Yeah.
And I was like. Bro, he's like 100% worse. Yeah. And then after that, I got no, that was obviously a mistake because after that I got the fucking I don't know what his name is. The guy who turned into a dinosaur.
Scary monsters. That's
bro, my health dropped, my level dropped. Right? My attack dropped, everything dropped because he was like, he's like a suckier stand than the world alt. And that's when I was fucking done. That's when nearly all my shit got reset. I was so pissed.
Damn.
Talking about JoJo, what's your favorite JoJo scene? Like JoJo fighting scene?
Yeah,
probably. Everyone expected me to say Jotaro and Dio, but I think like the combination of episodes of all of the entire like JoJo crew in part 4 fighting Kira.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, and how he dies from a spoilers. And
how they're like stroke. All and it's, I think it's so cool how they're like all around him, like trying to stop him as a group. Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Kane, is that your favorite as well?
Yes.
I was about to say like some dumbass shit, like part 1.
What? Why would I ever talk about my least favorite part? On God.
And talk about it's the story, dude. Okay, if there's gonna be a least favorite part, it's gonna be part 2.
What?
Huh?
Dog?
Because it's in between. Okay, what's the bad part in JoJo? Of part 5. Part 5, there we go. Damn, my part 5. Yeah,
yeah, but part 5 is like the best animation besides for part 4.
Yeah, but Part five, though, it's like the setting is constantly dude. The only thing that was good.
Cannot say that part five is more boring than part one.
I'm not saying it is.
Well, Carson is.
Oh.
Carson, there's no way in hell.
Why are you saying
the only thing that carries part one is the story that starts off JoJo. That's the only reason why it carries.
Okay. Part five is carried by so much more. So obviously it's better.
Well, part five is
what do you mean?
It's carried by stands.
The most irrelevant part out of all of them.
Okay.
Out of the six. It's like the most irrelevant. It has the least it has the least impact to do with anything. It literally does not matter. It couldn't have if it didn't happen, it wouldn't change anything. It would be the same outcome.
It's basically just a side story.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's a good side story.
But just kind of feels a little hammed in. That, he's Dio's son to some random chick that has never been seen before.
Dio doesn't fuck women, he fucks dudes.
Exactly! Like, it's stupid. Where's his, him and Poochie's children, huh? Come on.
Facts. What?
But anyways, I would have to say my favorite fight of all time would have to be, you guys haven't watched or read this, but part seven, Ringo Road Again. I don't know if you guys know that at all, but pretty cool fight. Gyro basically carries the entire fight because Johnny is useless at that fucking point.
I mean,
not just because he's paraplegic. He's just useless.
He's not just useless because he's paraplegic. Because we all know paraplegics are useless.
What?
Right, Bobby?
Huh? No, I never said anything about that. What the hell?
I mean, that's basically what you're saying.
I did not say that.
Okay, well, if you go back to what you said like 3 seconds ago. That's basically what you said.
Listen, I am not discriminatory at all. Anything that I said that might be taken as discriminatory against paraplegic people, I apologize. I've made a deep and continuous lapse in my judgment. Besides the games, any actual games that you want to talk about, Carson? I know you've been playing a lot of just Fallout.
Yeah, I've been playing just a lot of Fallout, and
my God, is Fallout 76 dog shit? Am I right?
So bad.
It's pretty bad. I'm gonna have to admit, being a Fallout lover, and you know, I really love Fallout, but 76 is not it, man. 76 is pretty bad.
So, what are your guys' thoughts on the Modern Warfare 2 beta? Or Modern Warfare 2 in general?
I think it's kind of stupid that they're, not taking, the advice that are, ideas from the people playing the beta, because that's the point of a beta, is to get responses to shit that's not working in the game or shit that should be changed. I'm pretty sure they're just not listening to feedback.
Yeah, have you seen that in the wall glitch where people just get in the fucking wall and just shoot people?
Oh my fucking god.
It's a
every
that's
game,
why the beta
right?
Exists.
Every game. Every game it has to happen.
I mean, yes, it's a beta, but that shit shouldn't be in the game. There's no way.
It's just an early release.
Shit was happening in Cold War.
Cold War is a terrible game. Honestly.
The beta wasn't.
The beta was good.
Right. The beta.
I fuck. All right. I've had ten times as much fun as I did playing the beta than the actual fucking game.
But it was the same thing.
It was, but I don't know, man. It was...
The beta wasn't actually better. You just liked the beta better because of the experience.
I guess, but still, I had...
But I remember having a... Sometimes having a very bad time on the beta because people were sweaty.
I mean, yeah...
Can't yeah, because you can like took off how, days like, of school to go play the game.
Can we talk about how Activision always rips us off?
For real.
I mean, I bought Cold War on PC, and it would not fucking start. And I, to this day, I have Cold War on PC, and it still won't start. And again, that time when you bought Black Ops 4, and...
Yeah, I paid $130 for the fucking enhanced edition of fucking BO4, because I'm stupid. And then it's like, oh, nope. Have to pay again.
Brother.
God. I'll get the shitty 60 version.
Carson, didn't you also have a similar experience where you had to repay for...
So I try to go into the beta, or I try to access Cold War. I don't think it was a beta this time. I think I actually tried to go into the game, and then my dad's credit card or my dad's debit card expired, so it wasn't good anymore. So I had to actually go change the card. And I contacted Xbox about it. They gave me the refund, and we bought the game again.
Oh, well, that's more or less your dad's fault for having an expired card.
Yeah, same thing happened with you, Kane, right? Expired card or whatever?
I don't even know what happened in that instance. I just lost $130.
That's all you like to remember is that you lost $130?
Yeah. I like to imagine it just, vanished out of my palms.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened.
Vanished. Exactly, basically.
Right out. Vanished. Yep.
Anyway, that's about enough time for the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed listening or watching. Audio listeners. I do highly recommend you go and watch either the YouTube video or on Spotify. You can, I think it might be only on PC.
Is that a fucking cop outside my house? What was that?
On PC, you can click a little button down in the bottom left, and it will show video. But anyways... It's enough time for the podcast. Hope you enjoyed, and goodbye.